This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 15th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We'll next consider item 2 on our agenda, which is Reg 2014-10, implementing the Consolidated and Further Continuing Appropriations Act of 2015. We have Tony Buckley from the Office of General Counsel to give a presentation on that. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Please
good morning,
proceed.
Thank you. The Commission has received a petition for rulemaking from the Perkins Coie LLP Political Law Group. The petition asks the Commission to adopt new regulations and to revise its current regulations to implement amendments to the Federal Election Campaign Act made by the Consolidated and Further Continuing Appropriations Act of 2015. The petition also asks the Commission to adopt new regulations and to amend its current regulations regarding convention committees. The Office of the General Counsel has examined the submission and determined that it qualifies as a petition under 11 CFR 200.2B. Therefore, we have drafted a notice of availability seeking comment on whether the Commission should initiate a rulemaking on the proposals in the petition. Thank you.
Thank you for that presentation. Are there any questions? Commissioner Goodman.
Yeah, no questions, just a comment about this proposal. I believe that this proposal and the item that is next on the agenda echo a discussion that this Commission had several months ago where Commissioner Weintraub raised the issue of the national party rules. The new accounts at the national parties, and the possibility of putting some parameters around the proper use of those funds. I think at that time there was bipartisan support for investigating that. We didn't do it on our own volition, but we have this perhaps as a vehicle to inform what we might want to do. And so I see this as quite a constructive vehicle for the Commission to receive comment about how the parties have used these new party accounts and consider how they might do it in the future. I would note one change from the draft that Office of General Counsel originally submitted to us, and that was just to extend the time for comment. We also discussed that when this issue last came before us, which was that our state parties and our national party committees are overwhelmed right now with national elections. After the national elections, you run right into often some turnover at many party organizations, and then you run into a holiday season. You run into an inauguration. And so I think that this will give ample time for all parties to consider whether they want to submit comments and to do so. And I look forward to hearing those comments. I think we will also, by January 30, the comments can be informed by the actual experience of the parties in the first election cycle using these accounts, and I think that will be a useful factual predicate for us to consider how we might proceed.
Is there any further discussion? Commissioner Rattle.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the timing because, well, I think it's great that this has been submitted, and I'm happy to support it. It's 2 years after the budget cycle when the issue was first raised, and we've been talking about it since that time, and it would have been better. I mean, I agree with you. I'm okay with having it now and a comment period after the election at the beginning of the year, but it would have been so much better had we done something on this topic prior to the election. So with that, I of course am going to support this.
Okay. Any further discussion? If none, is there a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
I move that we adopt the Notice of Availability Draft B as presented in the document today.
We have a motion on the table. Any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0. Thank you, Mr. Buckley. Yes, Commissioner Weintraub.
I wasn't going to say anything about this, but let me just flag one issue that I think would be particularly beneficial for us to get public comment on. When Congress passed these new provisions and gave the political parties all this extra money, they designated this money for specific purposes. And there has been discussion both within the commission and outside as to whether once the party committees raise the money into those accounts, whether they can then move the money around anywhere they want to, or exactly what they can spend the money on once it comes in the door. So I would encourage any commenters who see this notice out there to weigh in on that issue that I think may be one of the most significant ones that will come up in the course of the upcoming, hopefully, rulemaking.
Okay. Commissioner Goodman?
Not to prejudge the petition, of course.
No, I'm just asking for people to comment on the issue, on the question.
Okay.